You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The details behind the Diddy indictment, Taylor Swift's stalkers, Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I think we have a musical theme for the day.
And it's all more.
It's all the feels. It's the love.
Are you telling me that you want sappy love songs all day
That's
long?
That's exactly what I want.
Oh, challenge accepted.
I want nothing but sappy love songs all day.
I have a few things I'd like to throw into the mix.
Oh, please do.
I'll let you know.
Love Shack?
Well, of course, love is in the title.
Silly Love Songs by Wings,
ooh,
of course.
That's a great one.
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm,
that is a great one. Damn. Anything by Chicago. Anything by Chicago, because all of their songs are about love.
You guys, happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day to you, Michael Mackey.
I love you, Sam. I love you, Scott. I love you, Dan.
Aw.
I love all three of you. You know who else I love? Because guess who just showed up at the front door? What?
Who?
Crumble Cookies.
Oh, my.
Oh, yeah. And you guys are welcome, because I managed to somehow magically finagle those, and then Trevor showed up with a box of...
A plethora.
A cornucopia. And so, you know what? Best Valentine's Day ever, because I'm sugared up.
And I have eaten half of that molten lava cookie already, and I could eat about 15 more, and you would have to wheel me out of here.
But you've got a gluten problem. Are you going to be okay?
You don't care.
Sometimes the torture's worth the pain?
Knees weak, arms are heavy, you know. I'll get through it.
Ooh, look, wait, mom's spaghetti.
You guys, also for Valentine's Day, I also got Sam... a dirty chai. So he is going to be sugared out of his mind here in about 15 minutes.
Woo!
So this show could go either way in the next hour.
Are you going to be like that one guy in Dumb and Dumber when he sits on the toilet?
I mean, that's pretty much every day.
Jeez,
well,
please.
That just took a turn.
Took a turd?
That just took a turd.
It's not the best way to spend the morning, but it is a solid number two.
Okay. All right.
You know who we need to hear? Who? Marvin Gaye.
Ooh, let's get it on.
Let's just get about it any on. Of them. Mm.
You have your stack of stories is like 300 pages deep. There is, speaking of cornucopias, there's a cornucopia apparently of things to talk about today.
Well, we killed a tree or two. Yeah.
That's a big stack.
That's what she said.
Every other day I print off a copy of War and then the next day Peace, and, you know, we go back and forth.
Do you know what I'm adding to the conversation? Probably at the top of the 3 o'clock hour, because I'm classy like that.
What's that?
The most sexually diseased states in the U.S.
No, do it now.
No. Okay, really? All right. Kids and campers. If the three of you were betting men.
Now, this is per capita.
I don't know the rules.
It has to be per capita, yeah. Otherwise, sure. You know, Wyoming would be the least on every
California
single chart.
California or New York would be number one.
All right. What do you think are the three most diseased states?
Louisiana.
West Virginia.
New Jersey. Florida.
Okay. You guys are pretty. Kansas. You guys are pretty good. No, it's not Kansas. You guys are pretty
Eastern
good.
Eastern Kentucky.
Wait. The most sexually diseased state in the U.S.
Wait. No, you're not doing it right.
Okay.
You go backwards.
Oh, go backwards?
Yeah, do like 5 to 1.
Okay.
Yeah, let's not start at 50.
Okay, well, I'm starting with 3 because there's a lot of states here. 3.
North Dakota.
North Carolina.
Mm. Really?
Really. Mm. 2, Dan. Louisiana.
Louisiana. Laissez le bon temps rouler.
Laissez le bon temps rouler.
Thank you, New Orleans.
And number one, Alaska.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. That makes sense.
Alaska is rife with the STDs.
Why does Not much else sense? To do up there.
Why does it? Well,
it's dark like 9 months out of the year.
No, it's
people look
not.
A lot better in the dark.
No, it's not.
Okay, it's dark like 8 months. Okay.
Michael, I used to live in Alaska. It's not careful. Dark 8 months out of the year.
That's on you, Andrew.
Be careful if you take an Alaskan cruise.
I know. Gotta get a regimen of penicillin after that. Okay, so those are the worst. Okay. What do you think the best or the
Utah.
Least?
Yeah, Utah. I was immediately going to say that.
Okay, that is a good guess, but
to spread them first, you have to.
Do it.
Okay.
New York. Chew it.
Okay, really?
Okay.
New York.
No. New York is on the other end of the spectrum.
Okay.
No, shockingly, Utah is at number 46. Those Utahians or Utahns? Utahians? I don't know.
No, Utahns.
Utahites.
The Utahites. No, the least Uticians. Sexually diseased state in the U.S. is New Hampshire.
Nailed it.
No.
No, actually, they don't.
They don't? They don't?
Nice. Actually, they don't.
Nice.
Okay, now this literally, this was a shocker. Number 49 of least sexually transmitted states. West Virginia. Who saw that coming? I did not. No, I did not.
Almost heaven.
Is it because the diseases can't be passed from brother to sister, or what's
going on? Wow. Oh, my. We're not talking about Arkansas here.
Okay. I don't.
I'm just kidding. I love you, Arkansas.
So, New Hampshire, then West Virginia, and then, oh, my gosh, what was the other one?
Dang.
It's a rough crowd. I can't find number.
I thought I had a good one, and then Sam just said, step aside and hold my beer. I'm going to drop my mic.
And then Maine. So apparently, New Englanders are clean teens.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Mm-hmm.
But I would have said, I would have bet, put money on Utah, Sam.
Yeah, I'm surprised that it's fourth.
Well,
for them, I guess.
You know, education is part of the whole thing, and access to medical care.
Yes, education. States with high education rates and where they study STDs are...
all I have to say is if you go to Alaska, better be careful.
Okay. Well, reporting numbers also have to weigh in here. I'm sure that there's a lot of people that live in certain areas of like a state like West Virginia that don't go to the doctor a whole lot.
Does this list break down the types of
it tells me
STIs?
It tells me nothing, Dan. It tells me absolutely nothing. But it is fun fodder on this Valentine's Day.
All right. So, Sam, tell us what happened today in the Andrew Lester case.
Yeah, so...
He's the guy who shot Ralph Jarl. Ralph Jarl.
He was 16 years old at the time. This is the story where Jarl was on the way to pick up his younger brothers, and he went to the wrong house.
One street over.
Yep, he was at the correct house number, but he was one block away. Lester, he has now pleaded guilty. He shot through the door twice at Jarl, striking him once in the head and once in the arm. He was set to go to trial after a series of delays on Tuesday of next week. And in a surprise hearing, because it was not originally on the books, about 45 minutes ago, he entered a guilty plea for lesser charges. So he has pleaded guilty to second-degree assault. It is a Class D felony. He is now awaiting sentencing on March 7th.
And there's going to be a news conference. Is that correct?
There has been word of a news conference. I have not seen an update on that today.
From the Clay County Prosecutor's
Office?
Okay. And if it is available, we will carry it live, of course. This is a case that has captured national attention, and we will carry that news conference live. Don't forget, we have Festivus Friday coming your way right after the 5 o'clock news, the airing of the grievances. That is brought to you by Q39. Get your Q fix today at Q39KC.com.